Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, I
No
accidentally
worries.
hit the hang up button.
No worries, no worries.
Yeah. What do you mean by assessment?
So I know he had the first assessment with the broker. Right? Someone came down for the home care suite.
No, I thought it was a phone assessment.
Did he
It
have
was a
any of the
phone
assessments?
assessment. What do you mean?
No
Somebody
one.
talked to him over the phone,
So that was for
and
the
that was
child,
about.
I believe. Right, that was the PCP form?
Yes,
Okay.
that's all I'm understanding.
Okay, then he needs to have an assessment with the broker to get the process. You're saying that didn't happen yet.
Well, what's taking so long? I don't understand.
So I know Shira, Jack's coordinator spoke to you like about a week or more ago, and you had thought that assessment happened. It could be we confused it with telehealth. So do you want to call them again to schedule it?
Who do I have to call?
You have to call the, it's called the independent enrollment broker. And that's the first step of the process. I can give you their number.
So what are the understanding? They got to come out to the house, right?
Right.
Okay. I wish they would have done that sooner instead of doing this stupid phone call.
Right, so my apologies. We were trying to reach you for a few, like for 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, first of all, after I had the assessment on over the phone, the independent broker kept disturbing me, calling me. They called me 3 times in a row, saying something about their that they got to make sure that they're trying to keep this application open faster.
Right.
So I don't understand. And I asked them, why did he keep disturbing me? Because he kept calling me while I was at work, and it was a problem. So
Can I give you their number now so you can call them so we don't have to delay it anymore?
oh, goodness gracious. So,
There's going to be
I.
two in-home visits.
Why 2 home visits? Why can't it just be one?
So first the broker comes down and they tell you all about the waiver program and what you're going to need and to fill out your application to start the process. And then the next one is called Area Agency on Aging. And they come to do an assessment on the patient to see if the member qualifies functionally, like if they qualify like based on their functional eligibility.
Well, I'm trying to look for a pen because, see, I'm not at home. Oh, here's something. All right. So there's going to be 2 home visits.
Correct.
So I don't know. Is my father accepted or what?
What, I'm sorry?
Is my father accepted for the care for the home visit service?
Well, we're not there yet. We need to first have the assessments for them to assess him to let you know. Don't worry, we're gonna hold your hand through it and it shouldn't be all that stressful. I'm sorry if
Well,
it's
yes, this is very stressful because I'm doing this all by myself. And this has given me a mad headache, and I got so many other medical problems, and I'm going back and forth.
Right, so we're here to help you through the process and lead you, you know, with all the steps.
Okay, what is their number?
Okay, so first you're going to call 877-550-4227, and this is the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
Okay, and that's it?
Yes, and then just let us know when that's scheduled for, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.